speaking here with Dean Atchison with John Deere. And first of all, Dean, tell me what you do for the company.
Today, a lot of my time is currently spent around our biomass program and some of the equipment that you see out running in the field today from John Deere. So those are the projects and programs currently involved with.
So when it comes to this idea of using corn cobs and the rest of the harvested material as a biomass, what are you doing to help in terms of collecting that material so that farmers can bring it into a plant like this?
You bet. Well, you hit on a key thing right off the bat. It's customer-based, so we want to make sure whatever we do is really focused on what our customers want to do. And a couple of things they told us that they have to do is they don't want to be slowed down during harvest, so they want to be productive and keep a high level of productivity during their harvest. And this being the first week of November, it's raining again today. You know what our harvesting situation looks like in the Midwest right now, so I mean this really further emphasizes that we need to be productive with our system. That being said, one of the things that we're trying to do is with the system that you see running in the field today, which is the one pass, two stream cob collection system, we want to keep a high level of productivity for the grower.
So describe the system. I mean, what are the components that make that up?
You bet. On the back of the combine, this on our STS line of combines, it's a prototype unit. I need to point that out. But the way that that system works, the grain follows a normal path, so your corn harvests just like you normally would, and then the cobs flow out of the attachment on the back of the combine. A couple things I'd like to point out is we've got the flexibility. So if you want to spread and not collect cobs, you can certainly do that. If you want to collect cob only, we have a separation system on the back of the machine with some airflow that makes that happen. Or if you want to collect cobs with some husks, we've got that capability as well. So we really want to keep a flexible solution that allows for, again, grain only to do the grain like it would, and then also have the second stream for the cob or the biomass.
So where does that second stream go if you want to collect them? I mean, do you have a collection unit for that?
Sure, and that's a great question. So today, where we're at, you'll see that there'll be a tractor next to it with really it's a seed corn cob wagon, I think, that's being behind the tractor today. And today we're unloading right into that cart as we're going through the field. Deere is currently looking at potentially other types of on-combine storage, even looking at impacts of maybe having some type of carts with our combine as well. The one thing I do want to point out is where we are currently within our developmental process from a Deere perspective. We currently don't endorse or support the towable equipment behind our combines, but we're doing that for what we think is the right reason. We want to make sure that whatever we do and whatever Deere does endorse, so when we get to that point, that it doesn't negatively impact the machine itself, the combine itself.
So you see as a company some real viability as we look ahead for the collection of this type of material as part of the, maybe soon to be, part of the normal harvesting of corn?
It sure could be. You know, obviously, and you heard the talks earlier today over lunch, this is plant one, so to speak, you know, with POET. In the end, we really want to be engaged, like I said before, where our customers are. And if there's an opportunity for our customers to generate additional revenue, to be more profitable on their operation, and to do it with John Deere equipment, we want to make certain that we're there with them, shoulder to shoulder, coming with the right solution to meet their needs.
Well, thank you very much, Dean. That really helps explain. I know that this year we are able to actually see a little bit more of that in the field, and some of the noise in the background was the next group getting out in the field. So I appreciate talking to you here at Project Liberty Field Day. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.